ask you this question. You are married from long time ago, many years. I don't hear it. Thank you. And you, 22 years. May I pray for you? There's a battery in it. It doesn't give light. Dear Lord, thank you for Brother Case, that he is here and that you will bless him this morning, that he can give words from you to us, that you speak through him to us words from you, that streams of living water will come to us, and that that we can grow to the image of your Son. Thank you for Case and for his wife. And thank you that you make them in unity for you in all situations, that they may have your gladness, your joy in them. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning. Drenton is always something for me coming home. The first time I was here, I thought, oh, this is a mission church. From the beginning, we had a special relation. This morning, I will think of the theme of going on the water, walking on the water. That is an important theme. All the life on earth is most a part of water. Sometimes I go to a fitness school. When you see me, you can't believe it, but I do. And we talk together with a friend, and he said, I cannot imagine that they cannot believe in the human being is 75% of water and 25% of dry of water of stuff, that you can make such a beautiful creation and a human being. And from the one thing we came to another thing in our talkings. Can you forgive you when you do for wrong things? I cannot give myself sometimes. This morning, it will be, we will hear from water and dry stuff. Isaiah 55, verse 1. And then Matthew 14. Isaiah 55. Come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat, come buy wine and milk without money, without costs. And then Matthew 14, verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up in the mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, battered by the waves because of the wind was against it. And during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. And when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost, it's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is me, it is I. Do not be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter said, replied, "tell me to come into and to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind and was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, Lord, Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. Why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, he said, "The wind lied down." And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." You can come to the water on many ways when you are thirsty, because the world is going to an end, as Noah, of when you have forgotten to drink water, then you can come to the water in many ways. But we start with the folk of the people of Israel. They were in Egypt. And what is the last thing what he did there? That was Pascha, fear, Pesach. They was at an encountering with the lamb, with the blood of the lamb. And when they discovered that there was power in the blood, and the angel of the death get not to him, they get by. And therefore we said, come to the waters, then said Jesus. Then, so you can come to Jesus, come to the waters, not from the red waters. When you know me and know the blood of the Lamb, then you must go through the water. Then you have to be baptized. And the sea was a block. But the water of the Red Sea was their redeeming. Noah and his sons and family were through the water, were redeemed. And so you will be saved by baptizing. Also, when you be baptized, you will be redeemed. You are saved by your belief in Jesus Christ. But you have to go through the water also to show that you are saved from the system where you are in. The system of the world. What is system? And many other people they are not glad with the baptism, because many people are baptized as a baby. But when you are baptized as an adult, you will leave your old life and come into the new life. That is the function of the baptizing. You come to the living water, Jesus, and you may be obedient to him. Every time you think at water, there comes also obedience. What happened on the second day of creation? Jesus of God divided the waters above and the waters from beneath. And from the waters from above there came clean water, but the waters beneath in the sea, there was darkness. He divided the clean water and the dark waters. Now Ahman should also learn this. He could go to the waters in Syria, in Asir, but he must go to the waters of the Jordan. You must come in the water to be cleaned. And Naaman went under in the water of the Jordan. And also John the Baptist, he came also in the Jordan. Come, come. And when Jesus wanted to be baptized, he said, no, I cannot do that. I am not worthy. But it is to go the way of the Lord to be baptized. And John the Baptist baptized Jesus, the Son of God. The Bible shows us that Jesus became the same as us in all things until the cross. What have water to do with Matthew 14? Jesus walked on the water. Have you written what was before this story? Therefore, defeat the 5,000 people. It was a miracle. Before he went on the water, Jesus just had feed so many people, children, with a few bread and a few fishes. And then he went on the water. And Isaiah says it also. He said, come to the waters. Come, come and eat and drink without money. And also Jesus does it to 5,000 people without money. If I tell you this story, I must think on the young man on Sunday morning in the service. He may speak 5 minutes. A small 5 to 10 minutes, he must say something. And also there, and that young man, he said, this miracle of defeating the 5,000 people. And he was so nervous. He was very nervous. And instead of telling it good, he did it in the wrong way. He said, Jesus has 5,000 breads, and there was 5 people. So he turned around it, the story, and the man on the first row, he saw to them, and he said to the people, also that is a miracle. And the man said, yeah, I can also feed 5 men with 5,000 bread, pieces of bread. And a week later, the young same man may tell it again. And then he said it further. And he said, Jesus has 5 breads and 5 fishes. And they, do you know why? 5 is the number of mercy. So it is the 5 is the number of mercy. There are so many things of 5 in the Bible. And together, 5 breads and 2 fishes are 7. And 7, that is the number of, that it is always good. 5,000 people got food. And the same man at the first row, and he said, you cannot do that. And then the man said, now all the bread from last week, I can do it more than maybe. And then the young man, he couldn't say anything. And still they are encountering and have encountering and bothering the young man. 5 breads and 2 fishes was before the walking on the water. And let me look at the history. He gave many people food, and they wanted to be king over them. Hey, oh, you are great, you must be our king. We get food for nothing without my money. And they were crazy about Jesus. And he didn't want that also his disciples would sing this. I am the bread of life, it's myself. I am. You don't understand it. So what it does be, he wanted to not to think the disciples in the same way, and he said, go to the waters in your boat, and the crowd is going home, and he goes into the mountains to pray. And after praying, he came over the waters to the boat with his disciples. I think, I've also thought, this is a miracle story. And what is now the meaning of running and walking on water? That is a kind of trick. Is it a joke? Why must we walk on water? See, we can also try it, but also on the Thames in London the other day, as they made wood under the waters, and they did as if they went on the water. But what is the meaning of going walking on the water? From the throne of God, there will come a stream of clear water, and from beneath there come serpents and animals, and Jesus says, with walking on the water, that everything is beneath him. He can walk about everything. He is higher. Everything is beneath him. They must be obedient to him. It is a proclamation of his might and his mercy, his greatness. And as Jesus comes to the water, the disciples, they cried out, it's a ghost. They cried out. They didn't know that somebody could walk on the water. Do we know Jesus walking on the water? Can we imagine it? We may not make us an image of Lord, but we have an image. How many images do you have about Jesus? And we think so that we God must be as we think he must be. He is also righteousness, and he is different. Much different than we want him to be. The image of God we cannot think. And his disciples, they are afraid. He comes walking on the water as a ghost. And Jesus, do not fear, he said. And then Peter, he said, he reacts, can I come to you, Jesus, on the water? Before I do something, I must be sure that I am in the will of God. And as Peter will go to the Lord, it must be a miracle, and he must be sure that he cannot do it. And then he asked it to Jesus, may I come? He will be in the will of God. He asked, may I come, Lord? Tell me to come. he is sure it is the Lord, and I may come, and he is sinking in the water. How can it be? He is in the will of God, and he is sinking in the water. Because it is one thing to be in the will of God, but something else is to see on Jesus, that you have your eyes to Jesus. That is another thing. And that we will see here. There is nothing, something else and something else. Jesus say come, and Jesus will come, of Peter will come to the water, want he wants to be something of a sure natural, above the natures. And God is a God that is above the nature. We are longing of something that is miraculous, not normal. In the beginning, Scott said, there will be things, and he made us from to his image, our people. But the problem is, one side in everybody is a longing of surrealism, and the other side is that we are occult in the darkness. And then we see a very occult world with dead things and animals, etc. Darkness. But we must be with God, for he is the creator, and we may make our eyes on him, send our eyes to him. He is the light. As Jesus said, come to the waters, then Jesus, he was the one who said it, and Peter has to move. As Peter come and move, then is it that it's because he has to do it, he must do it. There are many people who are sitting still and waiting. As Peter was sitting in the boat, staying there, and said, he didn't say, no, take me and set me on the water. Nay, he must move. He must do the step. He could step on the water. But it did heal always. As a fisherman, he went out of the boat, in the water. In the water, near the beach. He can come out of the boat. But here, there is no beach. He must go on deep water. And he goes out the boat, and he does his deal, his part. The miracle comes to do from your nature normal things, to in a normal natural part. Lord, ask obedience. We must pray and lay our hands on sick people. That is a normal thing. But when you do it in the name of God, his power comes to call the elders, that they may give the oil on you. But when they do it in obedience of God, the power of God comes. And always there are people, but the laying of hands doesn't help it, or the oil does not help. It is that we are obedient. But without obedience, the God can also do it. Oh, yes. but he wants us to be obedient, to listen to his voice, to listen to his word. And when we are children of God, we must be obedient. My obedience to God moves him to do miracle things, because I am obedient and the people are obedient, and Peter was obedient. In Vineyard, John Wimber from the Vineyard community, he prayed for sick people, and he believed that God made miracles. And what I reached, they will not be healed. But you must learn. You must learn things. God is great, but we may be obedient. He is surreal, above the nature. And when we are obedient to him, then the miracles will come, not from our normal things. That is important. And the miracle of Peter was not that he walked on the water, but he had the courage to still do the step on the water in obedience. He was asking for this, and Jesus said, "Come, I am with you." And he goes, and he walked on the water, and then he's sinking, because he looked to the waters and the wind, not to Jesus. And how long must he be in the waters? Until he cried for help, "Lord, save me." He cried on. This, as you cry in your difficulties, the Lord is there. And he gave Peter the hand. Your most beautiful thing is the only man who walked on the water with Jesus was Peter. On that Petra, I will build my church, Jesus said. Who are the people saying who I am? And Peter said, "You are the Son of God. And on this witness, I will build my church." And then you see Jesus, together with Jesus, Peter, and the whole church walking on the dark sea, on the dark waters, everything beneath our feet, walking with Peter and Jesus. And when you realize this, then you will do what he says in obedience, not seeing on the circumstances, but keep your eyes on Jesus. And therefore, he said, "Come on the water," Jesus said, come in obedience, and you will be the winner of all circumstances. And together we will show the world who I am. Let us pray for that. Believe the Lord in supernatural things. I will pray for you, and will you staying to sit, or will you stand up, or you will come in front here? That we have a moment to be with God. Father in heaven, this is your word. And we pray that you will take us above our circumstances, in all we are in. What there is in this world, all the need, endless things where the people are in, and they cannot come out, but you are the Savior. You are the Redeemer from all. We come to you, and you come to us when we do that. You say, come, and you will take us above all the things, above the waters, above the circumstances, and we can stand on all these things, above all these things. Here are people who will pray for the other people, and will you come? Then come in front of us, and that a few of people will pray for you when you want it, when you want it to come in front, then come. And you can also stay on the place where you are. I believe that Jesus Christ is in our midst with his Holy Spirit, will come in your circumstances, in your needs, and you may be who you are, then he will change you, he will help you. But you, and that you can see the things be the, through the eyes of Jesus, and they will be different then. You will be different, greater. And he is there to learn it, and you will see. You will see the light in the place where we are, in the darkness in your life. You will see the light. He will take you out of your situation. And everything is beneath your feet. And beneath the feet of Jesus. And when I walk with him, he is with me. God, Jesus. Come with your mercy, Lord, with the power of your Spirit, so that we together can experience that you are the Almighty God forever. And you can also come after the service, for there is people who will pray for you, and God will touch you. Be blessed. In the name, the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, my Father, that you will full end the ending what you started in my life. You will reach the goal. Thank you, my Father, that you will reach the goal what you were beginning in me. You started a new life. Thank you, Lord. Through your majesty and your faithfulness, I can be and I can trust you. I can be with you. You are meek.